Cole flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Fire Lee Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Fire Lee Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Firely, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits.
All over the world.
Where's the ding ding?
Tonight,
where's
all over the world. You can hear the sound.
He's a weird looking little guy.
All over the world.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Not manly at all.
No.
And nobody else.
You almost question, is a guy like that even really a man? I don't know what he is.
Would anyone in the entertainment business be like that? No. I don't think so.
Who did Do the Freddy? Who did that dumb thing? Remember that Freddy? Do the Freddy. It was
no.
A dance called The Freddy. There was a song called Do the Freddy. Yes. It was really stupid.
Oh.
Maybe the guy's name was Freddy something, and he invented his own song.
Could have been.
Do the Freddy.
Freddy and the Dreamers.
Okay, Freddy and the Dreamers. Mm. Now, for no reason that I can think of, I could not sleep last night because I knew I had to get up real early and go get my wife and bring her home from that surgery, that spinal fusion. So I'm lying there, and I want Dan, when he gets on hold, I want him to jump in here because I'm going to mention somebody that was a news person. And I think he'll know who I'm talking about. The first name I'm going to say is, this is a woman who, to me, was one of the hottest, in a different kind of hot way. In the way that Diane Sawyer is kind of, I've always said, kind of hot. It's kind of a soft, real feminine. Paula Zahn. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
What the heck happened to her?
I don't know. She's, like, vanished.
Yeah, I never hear. What happened to Stone Phillips?
Is she on the Today Show? Wasn't she on Morning?
That was Diane Sawyer. And I used to confuse the two because there was
Paula's
kind of a similar
really?
Look. Yeah, Stone Phillips. What happened to that guy?
Stone Phillips just vanished too, and he was like a really.
He's from St. Louis.
He was the king of those. I think Dateline. He would pretty much host.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now here's one for you, and while I'm lying there, one thing kind of leads to another. Do you remember a woman who was really attractive? She was an anchor on NBC on the weekends. She had a serious drinking problem, and they also believe drug problem. And she died in a car accident. And then when they did the autopsy, no alcohol, just a trace of alcohol and no drugs. She was, again, something about her, and she was groundbreaking in that I think she was the first female anchor. I'll tell you who it was, Jessica Savage. Do you remember that name?
Oh, my goodness, yeah, I do.
Died in the 80s in a car wreck.
Yeah.
Wow, I used to watch her and go, you got to be kidding. Because we're used to watching Walter Cronkite.
Oh, yeah.
And then here comes this smoking hot babe. And she was.
Wow.
There's just something about her. She was almost hypnotic. Yeah, she died in a horrible. And then locally, remember the car wreck, Mary Phelan.
Oh, Mary Phelan, yeah.
Died in a car wreck. Okay, enough about that because it's depressing. It's car wreck stuff. Let me talk to Paul. Paul, how are you?
How are you, Frank? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm fantastic. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question that maybe you or your staff knows, and if not, your vast listening audience.
Okay, let me get my staff together real quick. Staff, come over here. No, not that staff. No. Paul has a question. Go ahead, Paul.
The Olympic medals, bronze, silver, and gold.
Right.
I'd have to think the bronze medal is bronze, maybe solid. But is the silver medal and the gold medal,
no.
Are they solid
no.
gold and
no.
solid
no.
silver?
No, they're not. They're plated.
The silver, the gold medal definitely is plated.
Well, that's not even worth it in the Olympics, though.
Well, actually, it is.
It's only worth, I think the gold medals I heard this year were, a little over $500.
Yeah, to $600 worth of gold. It's plated.
They showed, they had a thing on the Olympics showing the factory where they actually made the medals.
Now, I would have seen that.
Paul, did you also see that all these athletes have to pay income tax, which to me is a shame. They have to pay on the medals, the value of the medals, and the cash awards. And they a couple times tried to pass legislation. They go, hey, let's give them a pass. They're Olympians. Nah, they couldn't push it through. So they have to pay taxes on it, which I think is ridiculous.
Well, that's the country we live
in. Now, if that big thing were solid gold, you'd be looking at about $20,000 probably.
Yeah, I would bet the bronze isn't even entirely bronze. I bet it'd be heavy,
wouldn't it, if it were solid?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the silver and gold definitely are plated.
They're plated. Thank you very much for the info.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we didn't even have to get the problem solver.
No.
We just sort of came up with it. Don't worry about all those people calling. You don't have to get their names. We're going to have a good playhouse today. I can feel it. We're also going to have a good segment with, is it Colin Jeffrey? We're going to have a good segment with him, too, an entertainment
Colin.
Segment. I'm going to talk to Laura. Laura, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What can we do for you?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Paul is on because I was watching, and I couldn't tell you what cable station. It could have been TNT. I'm not sure. Over the weekend, and she has an upcoming special coming up.
Well, see, there you go. We know where she is now.
Yeah, if you Google her, you probably see what it is. And I don't think it's a series. I think it's just a special report. But and she looks great.
I'm thinking of starting a network. And Laura, you tell me your reaction to this. Total Information Television, TIT. How does that strike you?
Well, as a woman, I'm going to say I wouldn't like it too much.
Well, you laughed,
yeah.
though. You laughed, and then you
I did.
Then you said I don't
like it. You don't
like
information?
That was a nervous laugh.
Yeah, okay.
Anti-information.
Yeah, thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks for listening, and this would be Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I am well. This is also related to the Olympic theme. A couple weeks ago, you were talking about the...
Hey, what's going on here? Hold on. You're like the second or third guy who's called with better voices than we have. What is this? Listen to this guy.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It just hurts our feelings a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. What was your question?
But you mentioned about the badminton that you could probably play that.
Oh, if they said, okay, you have to be in the Olympics and train, what are you going to train for? Badminton. That's probably
no, right. No. I got a better one for you.
Okay.
What about the coxswain guy?
The what?
The coxswain, the guy that sits in the boat while all them other people row the boat, then he just sits there and goes row.
Oh, like that.
And he's called the coxswain.
Coxswain, coxswain.
I didn't know that. Yeah, okay. That I'll take that job. You're right.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that guy gets a medal.
Well, I guess you have to have timing, and I don't know. Yeah, you're right. That has to be the easiest to train for.
Oh, I mean, you get to boss those guys around at the station, right? So why couldn't you just tell a bunch of people in a boat, row, row?
I think you're onto something. But you also taught us. Did you know that, Peon? Coxswain?
Yeah, I had heard that term before.
I had not heard that. So thank you for that information.
Well, you learn something new every day.
All right, Dan.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Let me do a quick bit of business, and then we'll bring on our guy who's on hold here. How about that? That should work out okay. If you have ever... Well, not ever, because this doesn't happen to you till you've been around a few years. You get to the point where you've done fairly well. You want to treat yourself to some really not just decent patio furniture, but great patio furniture. And you have a nice patio, and you want to spend time outside. You've got some other stuff that you're really proud of. Maybe you get some outdoor cooking stuff. Maybe one of these people with nicer cooking appliances outside than inside. But your patio furniture is mediocre at best, and you're ready to fix that. I have the store. It's a Meanies, and this is their biggest selling category, is patio furniture. And when you walk in, you'll find that kind of hard to believe. You go, well, they have these spectacular handmade and machine-made rugs, some of them tens of thousands of dollars. They have arcade games and pinball, and you're telling me the biggest category in sales is patio furniture? Yes, it is. It is every year. And you'll understand that when you see what kind of patio furniture we're talking about. We're not talking about the stuff you go to Costco and Sam's, and you get a whole set with an umbrella and a table. Look at all of this together was $1,200. We're not talking about that. And that stuff is fine for what it is. But you're going to replace it. You're going to replace it several times over the course of a few years. We're talking about patio furniture that's going to last probably as long as the patio itself. The finest patio furniture made in the world. The most comfortable, the most durable, the most practical. It's at Amini's, and right now, they're getting rid of this season's merchandise to be ready for next season. I don't know about you. I don't care if my patio furniture is 2016 patio furniture, 2015 or 14. I don't care. I don't think you will either, but you can save a lot of money. So get to Amini's, take a look at this patio furniture. Be sure to tell them, this is important, it's your AM and the PM. And this is your chance to get the patio furniture you've wanted, but you couldn't quite afford. Now you can, especially with the sale prices. Amini's, it's in Chesterfield Valley under Copper Dome, right in the heart of everything there. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. That's right. He's on hold. And now the star of the Norman Show, Norman. Do we know Norman's last name? Norman, did we ever get your last name?
Norman.
It's Norman? Norman, Norman. So your name is Norman, Norman.
Norman what?
C-O-N-E. Cone.
Cone. Norman Cone.
C-O-N-E.
C-O-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
Like ice cream?
Yeah.
How about that? Norman
Cone.
And how about for a nickname, Norman Ice Cream Cone?
Oh, yeah.
We could call you ice cream. Anybody ever call you ice cream?
Fan food.
Huh?
Dairy Queen. Fan food.
Oh, fan food. Okay. So how are you? How are you, ice cream? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Ice cream.
He likes it.
Yeah.
He likes ice cream and he likes being called. Well, how can you not call him ice cream? His last name is Cone, for goodness sakes. Did you know who the Cone Heads are?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
What can we do for you today, Norman? What do you have for us?
One thing I got here, put groceries in every young youth's hands out there. There'd be less violence.
Put groceries in their hands?
Yeah. And teach them how to pray the rosary.
Oh, rosaries, not groceries.
Oh, put right there. You said groceries.
Yeah, I thought it was.
But not rosaries in their hands.
Put rosaries in their hands.
Ah.
And teach them how to read the pamphlets, the five joyful mysteries, and
I think you put groceries in their hands.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be hungry, and they wouldn't steal, and they'd take a nap. And you can't commit a crime when you're taking a nap, because if you have enough groceries, you eat enough, you can get sleep.
Oh, yeah.
He's ignoring us. I don't blame him.
Teach them to say the five sorrowful mysteries, and the glorious mysteries, and the luminous mysteries.
I don't know what these are. Dan, do you? You're Catholic?
No, I don't.
What are those, Norman?
It's a Catholic rosary.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know that.
Sounds like that here.
I never got that far.
I'm going to play the happy birthday roll call.
Okay. I don't believe we've heard this.
Mm-mm.
It's something new.
Oh, that was kind of a long version.
So Norman's solution to the violence is put rosaries in the hands of young people.
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt.
Our groceries.
And now I'm going to play the wedding march.
Ooh, the wedding march.
He has a set list. Yeah. He's getting right to it. I don't believe we've heard him do this either.
No.
Maybe 100 times. It's not just any old ordinary kazoo that has that whistle. I've seen those.
Hey, Norman,
what's
your favorite artist, like singing artist? What music do you like to listen to?
That's a good question.
Skeeter Davis, I just enjoy.
Skeeter Davis. I actually know who that is.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you know that she was married to Ralph Emery? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
It was Sue Thompson.
Sue Thompson, who did, don't tell me, something about the movies.
Norman. She sang Norman song.
Okay, and she also did a song about the movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It'll come to me later. Yeah, Sue Thomas. Okay.
I remember Dick Clark. He used to play all those type of things on, he started out on radio and he ended up on TV years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's right. American Bandstand. That's right.
Yeah, American Bandstand. Wonder where it ever happened to Dick Clark.
I don't know, but a lot of people died. He did
Dick
die.
Clark, wherever you are out there, come back again.
Yeah, he did die. And he was a very wealthy man because in addition to all that other stuff, the candy bar, the Dick bar. That was his idea.
The Dick bar. I don't think that went over well.
So, Norman, we're a little short on time today. Is there anything else? We don't want to cut you off here.
Norman said his hip was hurting. That's what
Is that right? Your hip hurts?
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You think you have to have hip replacements?
I don't know what's going on.
Wow. I hope not.
I didn't fall or anything.
You what?
He didn't fall.
No.
Maybe you need to fall. I'm kidding. Don't do that. Don't fall. Maybe knock it back. Sometimes you knock something back in.
Right.
That's what chiropractors do, isn't it? Kind of put things back where they belong. So otherwise, you're okay, Norman?
Yeah.
Feel okay? You sound good today. Some days we can tell you're mm-hmm. in a pretty good mood. You feel good. You sound good today. Mm-hmm. How's everything in Sullivan?
Cool. It's raining. Have you seen any thunder yet?
Now let me look outside.
No.
I don't see thunder.
No.
I don't think you can see it.
It just started raining just a little bit. It was just spitting.
It's electricity in the air.
Yes.
Oh. Do you know anything about Sullivan, Missouri, where you are, like the history of it? Do you know anything about it?
No, I sure
it
don't.
It was originally called Ed, Missouri. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness.
Get it? See what I did?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Well, Norman, it's always a pleasure. We're on a tight schedule today.
And God bless us all.
Yeah.
God bless America and the whole world again. And remember, put rosaries in every young youth's hands out there. Teach them to pray the Catholic rosary.
Okay.
Bless violence and give them something to eat.
Give them...
Okay.
Oh, give them something to eat, too. Besides
yeah, give them groceries
and rosaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Norman, that's a wonderful thought, and if only the world, the whole world, could be like you, it'd be a very peaceful place. Thank you, Norman.
Hey.
All right, theme music, please, if you would. What the heck? Come on.
Hey, Norman.
I mean, okay, edit out. Edit the awkward pause out. Stop the music. We're going to pick it up here. 3, 2, 1. All right, Norman, take it easy. See, that way
it
sounds seamless.
Yeah.
That was Norman from Ed, Missouri. Thank you, Dan. Dan, he's a great audience, isn't he?
Might want to lower the gas you're pumping in back there.
Colin Jeffrey is on the way in.
Might be Colin. I think Colin.
Oh, that's right. It's Colin. He's going to have some entertainment stuff. Oh, you know what's on tonight. And I set it to record because I hate this show so much. It's like an Ally McBeal.
Really?
Thing to me.
What?
The 20th anniversary of that stinking View with Joy, Big Mouth Behar.
Oh, that's
and,
on?
Oh, my goodness. I have to see this. I don't know if you can understand despising something so much that I have to check in. I haven't watched that show for at least 8 years.
I completely understand that.
But I'm going to watch this thing tonight. It's a 1 hour 20th anniversary of that stinking View.
I watched Channel 2 at 9 o'clock, that 9 o'clock show in the morning, because I cannot stand it.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't stand it. And I watched
it. Every town has that local wake up Detroit or whatever.
Oh, it's so
good. Good day, St. Louis, those shows. And do they not know how local they look?
I don't know.
But this tonight, I'll be mad. I'll be sorry I watched it, but I can't help it. I can't stand Whoopi Goldberg. I really can't stand Joy Behar. That woman. I know this doesn't sound right. If I could buy a pass, you pay to like a charity to punch her in the face.
Oh yeah,
I would, and I'd pay a hefty price just to punch her in the face as hard as I could.
Whoopi Goldberg.
She's not funny. Joy Behar is supposed to be a comic. She's not funny. Whoopi Goldberg.
She's not funny anymore either.
I don't know that I've ever seen her be funny. I know she's a comic, but it's all so political. And so, I don't know.
And she blowed up, too.
And then Barbara Walters, my goodness, don't you know you were embalmed 8 years ago? You're dead. You don't even know it. You just keep walking around. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for almost 25 years. It is the longest running advertiser we have, 52 weeks a year for 24 and a half years. Thank you, American Equity Mortgage. And thank you for being the company that, before any of these others you hear on the air, taught people about how the credit card companies weren't doing you a favor when they gave you a chance to make a minimum payment. They're actually boxing you into debt for the next 20 years. And you told people that almost 25 years ago. You informed people that if you're a homeowner and you have equity, you don't have to, don't fall for that. And I get credit card bills, and here's the balance, and here's the minimum payment. Balance, $4,000. Minimum payment, $53. Woohoo, I'll do that. Well, guess how many of those you're going to have to make before you pay that? It's get a calculator. It'll scare you. And maybe you should get scared. And then if you're a homeowner, you'll realize the tremendous opportunity you have. If you use the equity to borrow money, let them pay that balance off, and then you're still going to pay it, but at a much lower rate, and it'll be paid off a whole lot quicker. And then, of course, you know to go to them for a mortgage if you find that dream home. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or this number, which is similar to some others, but please never be confused, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
All right, it's time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it looks like we are just right now at the usual slowdowns that we normally have. You're pretty good on 70 getting out of town, but right around Jennings Station Road, it's slow. It's slow again from Lindbergh out through 5th Street. Nothing stop and go there until you hit, until you hit Highway 270. If you are coming in on eastbound Highway 40, drivers are slowing now from about Clarkson up through Mason. You're getting heavy between McKnight and Big Bend. Southbound 170 stacks up Olive down through 40. You have that long lineup due to an earlier accident on southbound 141 from Gravois Bluffs down through Highway 21. Eastbound 40 trying to get out of town. You're slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 270, some slow to stop and go areas now between Page all the way down through Highway 44. This report brought to you by Let's Save America. Thinking about renovating that beautiful old house? Don't poison your kids. Test for lead. To learn how to make your house safe, go to LetSaveAmerica.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Intercepted by Missouri. The Tigers have it.
It's a new era for Mizzou football. First-year head coach Barry Odom has his Tigers ready to tear up the SEC.
Wide open Brown. Touchdown, Missouri. And like that, points on the board.
Catch all of the action right here on the Tiger Network.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri.
KTRS.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you." Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, "Hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was." That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
When it comes to choosing windows and patio doors, your home deserves the best. And at Fisher Window and Door and Fisher Lumber Company, you can expect the best. Family owned and operated since 1941, Fisher is the premier source for innovative window and door solutions in the area. We specialize in Marvin Windows and Doors, well known for superior craftsmanship, high quality, and unmatched value. Come visit either of Fisher's architecturally designed showrooms, where you can actually operate full-sized Marvin displays, exchange design ideas, see numerous product options, and the latest in Marvin product innovation. One of our experienced team members will guide you through the process with advice and support to provide you with the best solution for your window and door needs. So for your next window and door project, visit one of our convenient locations, Fisher Window and Door on Mercantile Drive in Brentwood, or Fisher Lumber Company on North Shamrock Street in East Alton.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living, or Outdoor Living Inc., located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief?
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion?
Check.
Dry technology?
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free?
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of GE appliances, all at huge savings. These GE appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. Purchase a GE Cafe kitchen, and we'll even throw in a GE Cafe dishwasher for free. Check out the professional look and the features of the GE Cafe line at any of our 6 showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Need to put a new mid-size ag tractor to work on your farm? Now, during Kubota's Shift into Savings sales event, you can put an acclaimed M-Series tractor to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cabin class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Truckers, Schneider, the industry leader since 1935, is now hiring team and solo drivers of all experience levels in our van truckload division. Opportunities are available in St. Louis. Schneider over-the-road drivers travel the country with a variety of home time options. Schneider regional drivers stay closer to home and get home weekly or more. Great pay and benefits, 95% no-touch freight. Search van truckload opportunities near you and apply now with limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance. That's a dream
again.
For the scene.
Okay. That's all I'll do. Hey, this is one of my favorite segments. I think I said that one time to Mike Evans and to Bill Cleveland and to Jose and to Dr. Doug.
Yeah.
Spread it around. Give everybody an even shot. It's Entertainment Talking Time with Colin Jeffrey. That's not really the name of the segment. It doesn't have a name. It doesn't need a name. He's going to tell you what to watch, what to avoid, what to look for, what to, you know, TV, movies, that kind of thing. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the original $189 window. You can find out more at Window World, StLouis.com. Please say hello to Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I feel great today.
That's good. It's easy when it's 78 degrees outside.
Yeah, and they kept saying how horribly hot it would be today. It's not.
I love to blame things on them.
Well, the weather people said, and the heat is coming, it's back.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 90 tomorrow, so we'll see.
Okay, I like today. A little cloudy. Nap weather. What do you have for us?
We've got a couple DVDs coming out this week. The Huntsman Winter's War, which was a sequel, is not very good. You can probably avoid that. The Man Who Knew Infinity is about Srinivasa Ramanujan.
What?
Who? Exactly. Huh? Yes.
The Man Who Knew what?
The Man Who Knew Infinity. It's about a mathematician.
Okay.
He was Indian, and I reviewed this last year. He got math. He didn't understand. No one ever really taught him the complex math. He just understood it. He was sort of a savant in that way.
2 plus 2 is 4.
Oh, yeah, but that's racist. That voice you did is racist. That's racist. Oh. That was released years ago and didn't do well. They changed the title. It was originally The Man Who Knew Lexus. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. Car humor. Colin's getting a headache. He hates that. He hates that when we derail his segment. Thanks, Dan.
Are people still buying DVDs that come out?
Yes.
Yeah. On Tuesdays?
Yes.
Really?
You know what?
DVDs?
We buy them for my grandson. He loves, like, the Beauty and the Beast and all that stuff. You will for Archie. And they make little kids DVD. He has a little red DVD player. They're not expensive.
No.
And you'll get one for Archie, trust me.
And the other reason I like to buy them is so many of them are bundled now with a digital copy. So I can upload it to my Vudu or whatever account and have them wherever, but then I have the physical disc. So I like having both of them. But either way, they're pretty much available for streaming if they're available for purchase physically. And then The Nice Guys with Ryan Gosling, Russell Crowe. Paul wasn't a huge fan of it.
It didn't do well, did it?
Didn't do particularly well, no. So those are the DVDs out this week. TV, we're going to do something a little different. As opposed to telling you what's just on this week, we're getting into fall premiere season. So a lot of stuff is coming back. Tonight, for example, Halt and Catch Fire is on AMC. It's on an hour earlier than normal tonight.
I don't know what that is.
It's a story about an early, early tech startup, like back in the infancy of personal computers.
Okay.
They've just now moved actually to like Silicon Valley in this upcoming season. It's one of those AMC underrated shows. I don't think it's ever going to be a breakout star like Breaking Bad, but it's definitely worth a watch. And if you can go back and catch the first two seasons, I've liked just about all of it. Tomorrow on CNBC, not a channel I would ordinarily recommend you tune into, but if you like reality television but don't like that it's catty in a lot of cases, you might want to give this a try. It's called Cleveland Hustles. LeBron James, who's back in Cleveland, is executive producing this show. It started out with 20 businesses coming together and competing for an opportunity to be on the show. Each episode, two businesses will compete to get money from a local Cleveland investor. So it's sort of his idea is, I not only want to bring like my talents back to Cleveland, but I want to use my money to revitalize. And so he's actually executive producing this show with CNBC. This week, it's between a company that wants to do like frozen chicken and a local salon. So it's a competition.
Kind of like Shark Tank a little bit.
But it's not mean. Yeah. Like it's very nice and in the opposite. Yeah. Even though there's a winner each episode, they're trying to get publicity and a little buzz going around Cleveland. Yeah. If it's at all successful, I would not be surprised to see these start springing up in other communities because they're only going to be a handful of episodes apiece. So there's no reason you couldn't do it in a particularly rundown part of any city in America. So we'll see. That
same way you can do of Extreme Makeover.
Yeah.
Yes.
In any city.
What's the one where they built a house? Was that Extreme Home Edition or whatever?
Yeah.
I liked that show. Yeah, I liked watching it.
With Ty Pennington?
Yeah.
And then they'd bring the family in. And
I did too.
And the big reveal.
They move that bus.
And then
it was really sad when they ended the series. They did the Seven Homes in Joplin. Seven Homes in 7 Days in Joplin is the last episode. Yeah. But I think when they went back, they found out that half the houses, the people couldn't afford like the utilities or the taxes. And that was a shame. They should have taken care of that, I feel. It's like, couldn't you just?
Well, it's kind of like game shows when you win a prize. You have to sell the prize to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
Give them the tax money. Then you got to pay tax on the tax money they
get. Yeah, exactly.
No, you do.
And then on Friday on Netflix, Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy have a new comedy special.
I cannot take Jeff Foxworthy. I love Larry, but Jeff Foxworthy I have never liked.
I'm exactly the opposite. I'm not a huge fan of Jeff Foxworthy, but I cannot stand Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, you're a communist.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's communist.
So they're back with it's sort of a side by side.
You're done. Yeah. My sister. And here's what's so funny. You never heard anybody else say this, and I'm just going to quote him, and it's not an FCC violation. You know, my sister, she's a big old sumbitch. That's funny right there. Yeah. How can you not like Larry?
Now, I liked Ron White from the Blue Collar.
And I didn't.
Tater Salad.
His act got old real fast for me.
I liked him, but yeah, he's not around. And then Bill Engvall, he was the last one. He had a show for a while.
Nobody came close to Larry for me. Yeah. Larry was it.
Well, Jeff and Larry we've been thinking is what they called it. Mm-hmm. So that's funny in and of itself. The Strain comes back on FX this Sunday night.
The Strain?
Yep.
Play a clip from The Strain. There it is. Right there. See, Colin wants this to be a serious, a legitimate segment.
I don't know how to react to that other than...
You don't have to react.
No.
Just keep exist
on, plow through. That's all.
Fair enough. It's about vampires, but it's very good.
No,
dark,
I don't
scary
do zombies,
vampires.
I don't do any of that. I don't like this.
MTV's Video Music Awards are on this Sunday at 8 o'clock. I'll record them and try and get through to see if anything crazy happens, but those shows are just awful. It's like the only award show I can't watch are the VMAs. And then we get into next week. Each week I'll sort of break down more of the premieres, less sort of what I like and just what the premieres that are coming back. But next week, I think you'll be excited for this. Did you watch the first season of Narcos on Netflix?
You know, I watched a couple of episodes, and I don't know why I stopped, now that you've mentioned it.
It's back next Friday.
It was good.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
I don't know why I quit.
It's back next Friday, though, so we'll talk
about it. Isn't that weird? You actually kind of forget that you started a series?
Yeah.
There's too much television.
Is it about drugs?
No, Dan. No.
It's about
Pablo
teachers.
Escobar, right?
It's about Pablo Escobar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very good. So, the Kardashians, who I know you're a big fan of.
Tramps.
They use Instagram, Twitter, and all those. Well, they are now going to be potentially facing an investigation from the Federal Trade Commission because it turns out that potentially hundreds of their posts that they just put out there that happen to have products in them, they were paid for those, and they didn't disclose that it was an advertisement. So they could be facing a massive investigation.
Why do they have to disclose that?
Because it's fair. Like, if they're saying, oh, my gosh, love this, you know, Nokia cell phone, or they love this Samsung cell phone I just got.
Yeah.
Well, Samsung was paying them to tweet that.
Okay.
So that's an advertisement. They have to say, like, it's people aren't assuming based on the fact that it's Instagram or whatever that it's an advertisement, and they're not making it clear, hey, this is an advertisement. So the FTC could be looking into them for, I mean, hundreds of posts. So this could be a pretty hefty violation.
I hope
they do.
Yeah.
Bill Murray is going to get, in October, he's going to be honored with the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Are you a Bill Murray fan?
Yes.
I'm excited for this. And I like the fact that he's managed to do some serious
work.
And
I will tell you this, too. I didn't like that first serious thing he did where he's at an airport. You know what I'm talking about?
Lost in Translation.
Yeah, what a horrible, horrible. But then he does things like the one with Melissa McCarthy, St. Vincent.
Yes.
Wow. He's brilliant at that. He is really good as a serious actor.
Mm-hmm. And still funny.
And still very funny.
Just a couple quick notes. Jennifer Lawrence, the highest paid actress yet again, $46 million pre-tax.
Wow.
But that is down from $52 million last year, so keep her in your thoughts. And then Melissa McCarthy, $33 million, Melissa McCarthy.
Man, oh man, that's a lot of Slim Fast that you can buy.
She's lost the weight.
She has.
Yeah.
And then Scarlett Johansson at $25 million. These are just... Jennifer Aniston made $21 million. What was she in last year?
Well, let me tell you something. These people make a fortune overseas. Jennifer Aniston did an Emirates airline commercial.
That's
That was very clever. You know, I promise you Emirates paid her easily $5 to $10 million.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
There's big money overseas.
And then the last thing I have, Bad Boys 3, the Will Smith and Martin Lawrence movies. They confirm they're going to be back for more. They're thinking that very few details. The only reason I mention this is it's called Bad Boys.
Right.
The first movie's over 20 years now. But since the last movie, it has been 13 years, and they think that they will have had real time elapse. So we're going to be seeing a movie potentially in 2018. It's been pushed to 2018 that will have seen 13 years pass. So nothing like watching a couple of cops nearing retirement and moving to the suburbs in Bad Boys 3. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. The one and only Colin Jeffrey. Thank you, Colin. Brought to you by Window World.
That's a dream of romance.
We'll be talking about them a little later, but you do know it's the number one selling replacement window in the country. And that closing in on 50,000 homes, well over 40,000 in the St. Louis area, have Window World windows. Do you know that? And they've only been around 13 years, and they've done all that. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Bill Cleveland is on the way. I drive by Gateway Lock and Security every day on the way here and again on the way home. Here's one place, folks, you don't want to try to break into. Is the office of Gateway Lock and Security. Yeah, there are quite a few cameras there. And that's where I got to see what they do and how they do it and how well they do it. Surveillance cameras. I'm a big believer. I've told you before, I'm a big believer in cameras. You can't put enough cameras around for me. It's a great way to nab the bad guys. And there's no question, boom, there you are, crystal clear, in all your high-definition criminality. Gotcha. Gateway Lock and Security. I don't get people who are oblivious to evil and crime. I don't understand it. And there are people like that. Oh, well, you know, it'll never happen to me. I got into not a heated discussion not long ago, and I talked a little bit about it, and it was my last one. That was the day that I decided I'm never doing this again, and it was with a guy over guns. And he actually was stupid enough to say to me, well, that's just never going to happen. I gave him a scenario of somebody breaking in the house. He goes, well, you know what? That's just not going to happen. Well, that's like me saying, well, I'm just never going to be in a car wreck. That's stupid. It probably won't happen, but when it does, you know what happens? When something bad happens, one of the first things people do is I'm going to get a security system. Well, wouldn't it have been great if you had done that before the bad thing happened? There's a woman that Peon and Dan both know. She's a friend of the show and has been on multiple trips, and their house was broken into. And her boyfriend, whom she lives with, had a gun pointed right at his face. And she pretty much thought, well, this is it. This is how we die. And they managed to live through it. And the next day she calls me and wants a recommendation for a handgun. Well, it'd been really nice and a great feeling if you'd had one that night and could have locked the door, called 911, knowing that if he burst in that room, you could have just mowed him down. Security systems. Don't be one of these people that decides to put surveillance cameras in after something's happened. And I might add, after the person got away with it, because you didn't have a camera. These cameras are very, very impressive. Ultra high definition. Not only that, night vision cameras, if you need them or want them. For outside the house, that in total darkness, you can see up to 50 feet. Impressive stuff. They also do keypad entry systems, exit alarm, master key systems, proximity cards. They'll rekey all your locks if you want. Don't go to them for like, I need an extra key, house key. They're too big for that. They don't do that. And they're licensed in Missouri, but not Illinois. Need to let you know that. Gateway Lock and Security, what a great feeling. And folks, especially if you have businesses, my goodness, I can't imagine a business without great surveillance cameras. 636. Let's do this number. It's easy. 395-4200. 314-395-4200. You're not going to remember that, so remember this. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, you've got a stalled vehicle again on westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge, and now the left lane is closed and traffic is backed up approaching Highway 270. If you're traveling westbound 40, you're going to have the usual slowdown from Compton out through McCausland, but then there's rain out in the St. Charles County area, and that finds you slow from Highway K out past Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Stop and go on eastbound Highway 40 from Clarkson through Mason with baseball traffic hitting. Also southbound 270 from Page down to Ladue at stop and go, and then slow pockets all the way down through 44. And this report brought to you by Fridays. Today at Fridays, it's Tuesday Brews Day, where you can pair, where you can pair Friday's $5 apps with $3 pints of any of their drafts, including crafts all day long. In here, it's always Friday. Please drink responsibly. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin fiberglass window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded, restrictions apply. Free product is of equal or lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again.
The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weese. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Aroldis Chapman is now a Chicago Cub.
When he's right, you can't touch this guy. I saw the numbers, the Cardinals against Chapman, something like 090. There is no comparison. There is no team on paper that stacks up to the Chicago Cubs right this second.
6:30 tonight
on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis Closet Company is celebrating 25 organized years in business. Call St. Louis Closet Company at 314-781-9000 for a free in-home estimate and super anniversary savings.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? AccountTemp's salary professional service may be the solution. Visit account